Serve him, rolling.
He's already been served. I served him. He's taken care of. He's a little slow, but he got it.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Simple J, good morning. Sorry for my voice. Allergies kicking my butt, but it's all good. Tom, Kenny Leon, Broadway director, says hello. He had his big celebrity gala over the weekend, raising money for, of course, his theater, True Colors Theater, with a golf tournament, as well as the gala. It was fantastic. Dr. J was there, Crystal Fox, Glenn Turman, all kind of folks, Tashina Arnold, Jasmine Guy showed up. And it was just great being able to raise money, sending black kids to New York to learn about Broadway. So
that's a great facility, too. Congratulations.
We absolutely enjoyed it. Plus, he's doing Hairspray on NBC. So he's directing that.
Oh, nice. The live.
Yep.
Nice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Let's get down to business. North Carolina, home of voter suppression, losing their mind over bathrooms. Now there's a bill that could shut three HBCUs. This particular bill, folks, targets five universities under the guise of lowering tuition to $500 a semester. It's an unbelievable story. And joining us right now, Dr. Patty Sanders-Smith, president of the National Alumni Association, Winston-Salem State University. Patty, how you doing?
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
So this bill targets Elizabeth City State University, Fayetteville State University, Winston-Salem State, but also Western Carolina University?
Yes, and UNC Pembroke. That's
and
correct.
UNC Pembroke. Now, they're saying that to meet the Constitution, this is about lowering tuition, and the state is promising to give the money to the universities based upon money they will lose for tuition, correct?
That's correct. This bill would reduce tuition by 70%. And for Winston-Salem State University, that would mean a loss of more than $18 million a year. But according to the author of the bill, Senator Apodaca, the state will make up the difference between $60 and $80 million a year to help offset the loss of tuition.
But I'm confused.
However, this is nowhere printed in the bill. This is just something he said.
And in the bill, Tom, they say study the possible name change of the schools to see if that's having an impact on students not attending. Right, Patty?
And diversity. That's correct. But he also said last week the Divine Nine met in Raleigh, and he met with us. And he said that they're going to remove that portion of the bill and leave it to the Board of Trustees. However, we still need to be cautious because we know who appoints the Board of Trustees. Mm. So this still does not mean this will not happen. And on the second point, Pembroke State University, which is now UNC Pembroke, they changed their name and they're still on the list. So obviously changing the name doesn't matter.
Why have these five schools been chosen?
Well, they said that because of a dip in enrollment. That's what they said. But I'm of the opinion that Winston-Salem State, Elizabeth City, and Fayetteville State have always been targeted. Every time there's a budget, anytime there comes any kind of conversation about reducing or expenditures for higher education, these three schools are always targeted. And I really think UNC Pembroke and Western Carolina are just distractors. Just so they can't say they're targeted HBCU.
I'm confused. They've been cutting money to universities, but now they're promising they're going to give you the money you will lose?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Yes.
Okay,
but
now,
like I said, this is verbally. This is nowhere in the bill. We have been studying the bill. A group of HBCU alumni leaders have been meeting, and we've been discussing this. Nowhere is this written in the bill. This is all verbal.
And Tom, I've read the 6-page bill. She's right. There's nowhere in the bill that specifically states how they will fund the universities if it's cut to $500 a semester.
That's correct.
The article that I read said that the HBCUs would essentially become community colleges.
Well, and we asked about that, and of course they said no, because as you know, North Carolina has a strong community college system. In fact, I serve as on the Board of Trustees of one here in North Carolina, and they're concerned because, again, if they lower the tuition like they're saying, they're going to be losing students or taking students from community colleges. So this is just a bad bill. We've got a petition out. We're trying to get everyone to sign a petition. We are making plans to go to Raleigh to let our legislators know that we are not going to stand by and let this happen. That we are concerned that our HBCUs, our schools, and universities deserve better. The students of North Carolina deserve better.
What can people outside of the state do to help you?
Well, again, you can write. You can write. We've got a list of legislators that we need to contact. You can write letters. You can help sign up petitions. We've got alums across this nation, across the world. They need to let their voices be heard because this is our legacy. This is the legacy of many of us. And if they continue to do and take away money from the HBCUs as they're doing, we would no longer exist.
Patty,
And we also need for our alums to give back.
Where is the North Carolina Black Caucus? I've read numerous stories. I haven't seen a black legislator mentioned anywhere.
Well, we have been talking with them, and they also are studying the bill, and they are also, again, meeting, and there has not been, like you, I have not seen a position taken by the Black Caucus, but the alumni leadership, again, we are talking with them, and many of them have told us they are not in support of the bill. But again, as far as seeing something out there in writing, that has not happened yet.
Folks, it is called Senate Bill 873 in North Carolina.
Well,
873.
How will letters from outside of the state help the HBCUs?
Graduates, family members of graduates. That's they need to hear from them to put that pressure on them. Because remember, people from others outside North Carolina go to these schools.
Okay. North Carolina.
And put the pressure on those black lawmakers that are not saying anything at this point.
That's right.
Yeah.
We can use all the help we can get, guys.
We're on it.
All right.
Thank
Keep
you.
Up the great work.
Thank you.
It's tough being an HBCU.
Never stops.
Never stops.